You ever tried to poop while standing? You think you can do it? You think you can get that done? You think that's an easy task? We're going to get into that on today's episode. We got a lot of crazy stuff we're talking about, like garage doors acting like a guillotine, and we are drafting a 90s film festival on today's Spit Hit, but mostly the big question is about, can you poop standing up? We're going to figure that out today. Enjoy.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Bow to the bow, ding dang, the big and the bing bang.
Oh, man. Bow with the bow.
You almost, yeah. I did it. You made it through. That's not bad. That was not too shabby.
It's fine.
You rocked out like a kid, you know?
Welcome into the Spitballers Podcast. So excited to have you with us. A brand new episode. Thank you for bearing with us in recent weeks.
We
had to skip a week, had some family fun.
We're back, baby.
Let's call it that. We got a review on today's show. Would you rather? That's a great question, and we're going to do a film festival today.
Ooh.
For our draft. So we'll keep you in suspense, but it's going to be fun. And by suspense, I mean it's probably in the show title.
Also, it's going to make you want to spend the rest of the week until the next Spitballers episode comes out just watching greatness. Just
unless you're like 20 years old or younger.
No, even for the youngins.
No, not even for the youngins.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
This is the oldest man thing you've ever done, Jason.
This is really
no way.
You don't even realize what you are doing.
No way. My 12-year-old kid, I know what's on my list. And my 12-year-olds would love every single thing.
No, they wouldn't.
I know for a fact they love half of them.
I know for a fact that you're their dad, and
they might like some of it. But when we were in the office compiling our lists of things that we want to draft, Jason, you let out the quintessential, they just don't make them like they used to.
Yeah.
Well, that was a joke.
And you aged 10 years on the spot.
Look, did you 90s go up watching, movies did you go up were the best.
Watching a lot of 70s and 80s movies?
Oh, no, those were way too old.
Okay.
Only old people like that.
Well, we appreciate everybody out there listening, subscribing, and reviewing the show. Let's read one right now.
Reviewasaurus Rex.
This one comes in from Zach Davenport from the United States. The Spitballers changes lives. Mm. 5 stars. The Spitballers podcast is many things to many people. For some, it's an easy drive into work. For some, it's a road trip time consumer. For others, it's gym time background comedy. But for me, it speaks truth into my life. It showed me how evil and wrong I was for enjoying carpeted bathroom floors and back-to-front wiping. Who likes carpeted bathroom floors? Thanks to the Spitballers podcast, I now know how lost I was. Thank you, Spitballers, for changing my life. I will forever be in your debt.
You're welcome, Zach.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
The conversation that we had, and this was early on in the show, but the revelation that many, many people out there discovered of the standing wipers, and that they're out there.
Yeah.
Some of my closest friends that I went to school with, it became a topic of conversation, and it was like, I've always done that. I've never thought of doing it another way. And it was, so yes, we're out there changing lives.
Yeah,
wiping is one of those things where, like, I mean, you don't watch other people do it.
No, if you were not taught at a young age, then you will never be taught.
Do you teach the stand? Like, when you were doing the potty training, did you say, okay, now here's the part of... Here's the part of the poopsie where you stand up.
Well, I mean, think about
then
it.
And you have a wipe.
Bad habits happen, man. You just develop a habit.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, a lot of times, though, if once your kid is becoming potty trained, don't you have them, like, stand up and turn over, make it easy to wipe?
Well, yeah, that's when you're wiping them. Yeah.
Right, but that's what they're learning.
Which is still my preferred way of...
Yes, that is that is my preference as well.
I mean, if there was... if we're picking...
I've done a duty! Oh, man.
In sickness and in health.
That's right.
So, yeah, I mean... We've opened up a lot of minds.
Unrelated, Jason's wife has left him.
Unrelated. He needs somebody to wipe him.
I'm presenting.
Okay. Oh, we're moving on.
Would you rather?
I like how much you thought your own joke was funny
right
there.
Yeah, I did.
Noah from Patreon, would you rather listen to all the music from now on at half speed or two times the speed? Mm. The timeliness of this question is hilarious to me because I was just in a car last night with some friends and we were talking about how one of the people in the car is like so well, I want to say well read, but it's not. It's well listened. I mean, has heard every podcast, right?
Yeah.
The person that's heard every, they know what's going on in the podcast world. And so I made the joke. I'm like, oh, do you listen on like four times speed or two times speed? It's like, no, I don't do that. And then we started to wonder, who listens at half speed? That's a feature on all the platforms, but who and how and where are you listening at one half speed?
What's the benefit other than it's like, it's very funny to hear our conversation at half speed.
The scats at half speed.
We've been told it sounds like some fellas who are out very late.
Yes.
Right.
I
but
think
who
that,
is the
that's,
people?
Yeah, who's the, who? What's that for?
The half speed is novel for a good 10-second laugh. You know what I mean? You
but
listen.
That's what I mean. Like, what? There's no real reason.
No, there's no. I mean, if you were like, wait, what did they say? Hold on. Enhance. You know, and then you could slow it down and crank the volume. But there is really no practical reason for that. And if you're listening to music this way. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike. You're the music maestro here.
Yes, that's what they call me.
Either way,
master
whether you speed it up
combined.
Or you slow it down, I feel like it's ruined.
Generally speaking, there's ways to do it now with audio processing, but the pitch and everything is going to change. Like the key of the song will be different if you go half speed or at double time. And so, I've you know. Back when we had cassette players and things, you could manipulate the audio, so to speak.
Yeah, get Alvin singing.
You get the Alvin and the Chipmunks. And I actually found like there were some songs that if you speed it up, you're like, this is interesting. Like this is cool, you know, like making it even more upbeat. But going down to half speed sounds just terrible.
Yeah, I don't listen to blues and jazz, which I feel like were the only things like if you really slow it half speed, it would be like, okay, I'm chilling here.
Can you imagine only time on half speed? That Enya.
Enya?
Yeah, Enya. It would, half speed? Would you die before that ends?
It would sound like a bunch of monks.
I think if you speed it up, you're going to have some songs that maybe become even better bangers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that drum beat.
Yeah, if only this were a little
double
faster.
Time.
And at least, like you were saying, Andy, at least you can consume more.
Right.
I mean, if you go to that.
Or get it over quicker.
Like, there's people out there with hour-long records. You're like, this is now an hour and a half? Mm. No one got time for this.
Not my tempo.
So we're all going. We're going speed up, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Addison from the website, would you rather have a garage door remote that only opens your garage or only closes your garage? The opposite must be done from the button inside the garage.
Mm. Well, that's easy.
I mean, that's not really a tough one.
No. That's super easy.
Yeah, I mean,
you would want it to open it.
Yeah.
Because when you're coming out at the beginning, you would just click the button. You're right there. So
there's something I'm confused about.
Because then
you
could just get in your car and open the garage.
Right.
No.
If it opens, okay.
Hold on.
If it opens every time. Let's just go.
It always opens. Yeah.
It always opens. But I've got to close it by hand. Then when I'm leaving.
So then you got to do the laser.
Would you rather be inconvenienced when you're leaving the house or when you arrive at the house?
Yeah, we were reading it like there was a clear path that there was no inconvenience.
Yes, that is how I saw it. And I think all three of us got suckered into being like,
did.
If I only open it, it's fine.
Al, did you not think through this?
I looked at him like he was an idiot.
It's so obvious. But then I started walking through it, and I'm like, wait.
He's never an idiot.
Then I would still have to go back inside. And
did you, sidebar here, did you guys, I mean, we're old. We know this.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever grow up with like friends that didn't have the remote door opener? I mean, I had friends that did not have a remote opener. We had to open it every time and close it every time.
I would never have had them as friends. No, I did not have.
I don't recall that.
That's how my house was. We had a key for the little knob, and then you'd turn like.
So when you left,
lift it by hand.
You'd get out of the car and run and close it for your mom.
Yep.
Yeah. Was it wood?
No.
Okay.
What material was it? I'd like to dive deeper.
It was aluminum.
And was color? Prohibition still aluminium. Going on? What garage is this?
This is what. Baby, did you have cable?
We did.
Oh well,
we splurged there.
All right.
Yeah.
Now I know why you had no garage door priorities. Opener. We had a garage door opener.
I mean, I remember garages that didn't have the laser sensor.
Right.
So it was,
death traps.
When that garage is coming down, it's coming down. Respect the garage.
That's why I asked whether it was wood, because they used to make them in wood, and then without a sensor in wood, you're done.
I will bring up a
farewell.
So a situation that I have been living with, simply due to, it's one of those things that you totally forget this is a problem until just the moments when you're dealing with the problem, and then you forget, so you never actually ever fix it.
Okay.
So my garage button, at some point the physical button on the that covers the trigger essentially was broken. So now that's gone, and it's just the metal. I don't know the technical term, but so you have to push in the switch without an actual button on the outside. But what's we'd never known about garage door openers, and I don't know if this is universal, somehow the external button, it like helps with depth of how far the switch goes in. Because things get crazy with my garage opener. If you push it in too far.
Oh, is it a double click?
It goes up. And then as soon as you hit the laser, the garage door starts to come down.
That's called closing on your car.
And it comes down upon your car. So you have to push it the perfect depth. Or when you're backing out, the garage is going to come down on you. And then when that happens, then your remote no longer opens the garage door from the outside.
How long have you had this problem? Like a week?
We're just waiting to sell the house.
This is pre-pandemic, my man.
Oh, goodness. Those so years.
Yes.
I know a guy whose garage door came right down on him.
Yeah, he's sitting between you two.
Wait, your garage door smashed
you? Did you not know the top of his car is a cracked
glass? The top of my car is crushed. It has been for six months.
We both of our cars, me and the wife, the garage has hit our cars multiple times.
Okay, so you talked to Andy about
what kind of garage door?
Dude, my garage doors are legit, okay? Not to brag here.
Not wood. We're talking steel.
Yeah, look, we've got the wood paneling over the front, and it's so doggone heavy. When I first moved into this house, the sensor didn't work.
Is your button broken?
No, the button's fine.
See, if you break off the button.
But in one of the garages, it came down and crushed a blower, you know, like the leaf blower.
It crushed
that thing. I mean, that thing was toast.
Wait, is there a laser on this? Or is this going to kill one of the kids?
So that got fixed afterwards. Okay. So the laser
it came down, mm-hmm. and it hit the object on the ground and did not retract.
Oh, it stayed closed. I was like, what is that thing over by my garage? And it was half of a leaf blower.
It forced its way down?
The other half was on the inside, and then it was flattened to the ground like a cartoon where the garage comes down. So
he has a guillotine brand garage.
That's right. The guillotine garages are all the rage. But yes, so I was backing out of my garage, and because we have like a little RV garage, and so that's where I saw that the door had been left open. So I reached down to my garage door opener to close that one, and so I accidentally hit the. I'm backing out of my garage when I see the other one.
Okay, so you're halfway out.
Halfway out, and I clicked the button to close the other garage door.
Okay.
But I also clicked the button to close the garage door I was coming out of.
Okay.
So it came down right on top of me. And I just assumed, like, I'm backing out.
Sunroof destroyed.
Yeah, I'm backing out, and I assume I have destroyed my garage door. Like the garage door's wrecked. Car versus garage door?
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Pause. Pause. Garage door comes down.
Mm-hmm.
Did it like continue to try and go down, or did it actually go back up?
It went back up. It hit after a little bit. Oh, shoot. You know, big smash. I was like, oh no, I ruined my garage door. I pull out. I can't even see. I literally can't tell where I hit the garage door. The garage door is invincible. My car is wrecked. Like, it's gotten in an accident because
from the top.
You do not mess with the guillotine garage doors, man. They are hefty.
This is a wonderful long detour to tell you why the manual garage doors were really good. I mean, all these buttons and
yeah, you didn't accidentally close your door on your car.
My thought here to sum up the question and answer it is that I would rather have it open when I get home. You're coming back from a drive. You're tired. That's when I want it to open up, not when I'm leaving. When I'm leaving, I got energy.
Okay,
to be inconvenienced.
But
you're in a hurry.
Yeah, you could be in a hurry, and you
not have, me.
You got to do the laser jump.
Yeah, I mean, the laser jump is getting harder the older I get.
That's what I'm. And sometimes once out of every, you know, 50 or whatever, you're going to trip it, and that garage is going to go back up. You're going to go, ugh.
Yeah.
I got to go back in and close the garage again.
You ever try to do the laser jump, and you get about halfway into the run, and you're like, I'm not going to make it.
Dude,
and then you just stop, and it goes all the way down.
Listen,
I've never done
a laser jump, buddy.
I am the pro at the laser. Oh. Here's what you got to do. You got to have the confidence of Indiana Jones. Okay, you just walk. You don't have to run. You don't have to beat this garage door. You just walk.
You do.
Well, look,
those are high risk.
I play with fire, my man.
Guillotine.
And then all you got to do is like a little. You just do like a walk with a little scissor kick. So you just go and you flip your leg over and then you flip your other one over.
Yeah, this is things that short people say.
Ooh.
Well, I didn't realize we were fighting today.
That does make sense, though. We have a clearance issue up top.
Yeah, I got to get low.
I've got another 3 feet it could come down.
We're limboing, man.
Oh, I wouldn't lean backwards. Go forward. Is that my problem? I always do the limbo on my way out.
All right. Maggie from the website has a question for us. Would you rather have someone cut you in line for a roller coaster or at the DMV?
Oh, I mean, now the last question, we thought it was very clear. It was not. This one's very clear.
Very clear.
It's the roller coaster.
100% has to be.
Because when someone cuts in front of you in the roller coaster, as furious as you get, that person, perhaps they end up being the last person onto that particular train.
Mm-hmm.
But at the most, that's adding 3 minutes to your wait.
And worst case scenario is you're still in line for a roller coaster.
I didn't factor that in.
I'm having a good day.
Uh-huh.
I'm at a roller coaster park. This is great. Do you know how angry I am at a DMV?
That's what they call them, roller coaster parks.
You ever been to a roller coaster park? They're the best. But at the DMV, when you walk through the doors,
oh my gosh,
anger overcomes you.
Yes.
Just it doesn't matter. You could be having a great day. You walk through the doors.
There's a
and
force
you're
field.
Well,
there are several Dementors in there.
Oh, for sure. Sucking the joy out of everybody. And one person in a DMV line, that's 30 minutes.
Yes.
I have always thought, like, you know, part of it, it's just you're doing the DMV thing. But why in the world can government buildings, can they not paint them? Like, why do we have to have, like, no, like, post offices, the DMV? They're not welcoming places because they are just, it's white, it's the cheap linoleum floors with white walls. There's no personality. I mean, put something on the walls,
no
man.
Natural light anywhere.
Get a mural up there.
There really is not natural lighting in government buildings.
No. It's just
because it's part of the control.
And we can do better.
And you know that they've skimped on the lighting, so it's like some flickering lights. It's just a really sad place.
Can I bring up, man, something's just been driving me crazy.
Oh, man. Talk to us.
Lights that make sound.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
The buzzing, humming light. You turn the light on, and it's like, I should not be able to hear light. Light is a visual Light is a visual thing.
You, sir, have jumped into the wrong sense.
I
have five of them, and you employ one.
There is a restaurant here. Shout out to L&L, Hawaiian Barbecue. Not a sponsor. But when you go in store.
Yes, yes.
This is running on for 4 years. Oh. The buzzing of the lights in that building drive me crazy.
Clearly.
Yes. No, they've been buzzing since we got into this office.
Which
They're
means people live
day.
In that buzzing place.
I have a confession.
Oh.
There's a buzzing light in my kitchen.
Oh,
you
no.
haven't fixed it.
And I haven't fixed it.
Because you learned to live with it.
I hate it. Every time I turn the lights on, I hate it.
Al, do not help him.
Now, is this because it's
It'll
out
never
of,
get fixed if I don't.
It's out of reach?
That's exactly right.
Like you need
I wouldn't have to bring a ladder in.
Is that because you're so short?
From the girl, I walked right into it.
I was building that up in my head, too.
Dang it. What an idiot. I thought I was going to joke about being too lazy for a ladder. Instead, I got shorted. Dang it.
So you don't like buzzing lights, eh?
No.
Oh, they're the worst.
I don't like being shorter than you two, either.
I don't think anybody does like the buzzing lights. I don't think that's ever been a feature. I don't think somebody...
feature like buzzes when you turn it on.
Not everyone can hear them, though. I mean, the one you're talking about, I think everyone can, but there are lights that emit a frequency that not everybody can hear.
Yeah, just mutants.
Yes.
They're the only ones that can hear.
Us with the superpowers.
Al, do we have time for one more?
We got nothing but time.
We got nothing but time. All right.
He's paid by the hour.
It's a two-part episode. Right. Have we ever done it to be continued before? All right. Big Lonnie B from Patreon.
All right.
Would you rather never be able to sit on a toilet for the rest of your life?
What?
You can still squat. Well, ironic with the discussion earlier. Or never lie in a bed the rest of your life.
Oh, come on.
I mean, how do I not choose?
You lay down. Is it lay down or lie down? You lie down. You lay down.
You both.
You layeth down.
That's correct. You layeth to bed.
You do that every day. Every single day.
Yeah, but let me just bring a wrinkle in there, because my first gut was like, you got to be able to lie down.
Yeah.
However.
Lay down.
Yeah.
Layeth.
However, we think of not being able to sit on a toilet in all of the good, normal, regular movements. But you're in a pickle, right? You're having a bad day.
Right.
You've got a long, you're going to spend some time in this room today. You got to squat for all that? You got to squat for a whole session?
Yeah.
For a whole bad bowl session?
Man, I didn't think about...
Think about how strong your quads would be.
The power of the legs and what's necessary there for a bad time.
There is a benefit. I mean, your legs will get stronger.
You will, yeah, you will, or they'll cramp up, and then you're falling in. I mean, those are the two outcomes.
Yeah, every once in a while, you will have to take a standing break.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Which is just a
full stand. You just go from a crouch
you're
to
gonna
a full
have,
stand.
You'll have no choice.
Which is emasculating.
And it'll just be either you're wiping all the time or it's just mush.
Now, I imagine that I have already built blocks up on each side of my toilet. So, I'm standing elevated, straddling the toilet so
the
I
shortness?
Can squat. No, you can't squat and be above a toilet seat. You guys aren't that tall,
yes,
are you?
Yes, you can.
So, hold on. What are we defining
squat as here?
Work me through this.
Okay.
Why do you need blocks?
You're putting blocks on...
How tall are you?
Okay, so listen.
You're putting like individualized blocks on like the left and the right of the seat to go up?
Yes, because what I'm seeing is not just kind of crouching down to like a slightly higher than chair position. I'm picturing what I want to do in my world is I want full squat. I want the squatty potty. You get your knees up high and
you're
in
not
that...
sitting though. I mean,
I know.
You've got to be resting on your legs.
I want to squat to where I am like full knee bent.
You don't
knees
get
are all the way
like,
bent.
Look, we are very westernized here. We're living with our big fancy toilets, but there's a lot of cultures that like it's a hole and you squat.
Yeah,
that's what they do, and like they're very in that culture.
It's doable.
They're because they grew up doing it,
right?
And we're these.
But
big,
you don't
fat,
get to build
Americans.
Out your squat toilet. You have to. This is
yes. Anything,
this is existing toilets. You figure out how to poop in a squat right now. You don't get to build nothing.
then I can't do it.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to find a way.
Could you stand?
I don't think I could stand and poop.
Guys, I have another question with this. If you are not sitting, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because normally, everyone poops.
Yeah.
You pull your pants down.
Mm-hmm.
You keep your shirt on because you're sitting.
Right.
But if you're in a standing position with your shirt and you got a shirt that's longer, are you going to have to fully disrobe, like full nude?
Because you get a little wee-wee on the shirt?
Yeah, or the backside. I mean, I don't want to get... I mean, if you're standing, I don't need the shirt down. I'm just saying, like, you may have to do
more. You might
more.
Have to pull the shirt.
Or a roll. You got to roll.
Yeah. No, you just do the thing where you pull the front of your shirt up over and put it behind your head. That's what I'm rocking.
I'd rather be naked than do that.
Oh, no way. You know how cool you look when you got the front of your shirt behind your neck? That's an awesome look.
It's restrictive in the armpits.
It is. It gets a little tight in the armpits, but that's going to help you with your posture in the squat.
Your squat's true.
I'm still going to squat.
When you sit down?
Well, now, on the flip side, does this mean I can just go to bed on a couch?
No. You can go to bed in a chair.
On the ground.
No, because you're still... Okay. I assume by bed, they're trying to mean like you don't have a comfortable place to...
That's not what it says. It says, would you rather never be able to sit on a toilet? Not like I can't still sit on a chair or never lie or layeth
in a bed.
You're
going to poop in a chair?
If I have to sleep on a couch for the rest of my life, sign me up. Yeah. I love sleeping on the couch.
I do too. I love sleeping on the couch.
I get fantastic sleep on my couch.
Now, do you have a recliner or are you laying across the...
It's a sectional.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best.
Sign me up, man.
Somehow.
Really?
No couches. In this situation.
Yeah, see, that's what I figured.
Lazy boy's fine.
Okay, well, then they're great. Lazy boy's...
You could sleep in a lazy boy?
Oh, heck yeah, I could sleep
really?
In a lazy boy.
Really?
I can get that done. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Why couldn't you sleep in a lazy boy, but you could sleep on a couch?
Because you're actually flat.
Yeah, I mean, I incline my bed every night.
I'm with Mike. I couldn't sleep
in a lazy boy. I can't sleep flat anymore.
You can't sleep flat?
Oh, no.
Are you a back sleeper?
If you're
a stomach sleeper, your spine's in trouble.
I start on my back. But yeah, I love an inclined sleep.
See, walking in on someone on a lazy boy stomach sleeping?
No, see, that's
all the visual. Is he breathing?
I was going to say, like, when I would sleep in a chair.
This man's been murdered.
I would turn sideways. I would sideways sleep on a lazy boy. This is not good for your back.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, you've got to be a back sleeper if you're going to do that. The visual of... walking in on someone in a lazy boy
face sleeping
face down because yeah. They're not sleeping. They're just listening to this movie.
What? All right, let's move on.
They can't watch it.
That's a great question.
All right.
You can't watch it.
If you're face down?
No. Yeah.
All right, that's a great question.
Turn the lazy boy around, peering over the edge. Sorry, go on. Let's have some great questions here.
Evan from Patreon, at what length of time does a vacation turn into a place where you live?
I think you can have a month-long vacation. I've never had one. It sounds awesome. But I feel like people do that.
You can definitely have a month long.
Right.
I think you could have a 6-weeker.
Oh, man.
For sure.
For sure?
But
do you still call that a vacation or do you call that an extended stay?
I mean, people go on more than 6-week trips in their motorhomes.
Is that a vacation if your house comes with you?
Yeah.
That's an excellent.
Well, it's not your house for those people.
That is an excellent question. Some people it is.
Yeah.
Then it's not a vacation.
Okay.
That's obvious, yeah. Now that he says it like that, it's pretty obvious. If that's where you live, you're never on vacation.
But Do you live in the motorhome or do you live in that environment, that city, that whatever?
You live in the motorhome.
Yeah, you live in the motorhome,
yeah,
man.
For sure, because that's where you are.
That's where you sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, where do you live? The Nebraska?
Well, to be fair, you wouldn't get mail at the motorhome. You'd get mail in Nebraska.
You'd have to have a P.O. box.
You'd have to. Can you deliver to a mobile home? Can you get an address for a mobile home?
As in like one that
now
is...
I'm picturing them I'm picturing them on the road driving and the mail truck comes and there's an exchange of mail that's while it's moving.
Delivery.
It's like a relay race transition.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I would take that. Final answer.
So like if you said, hey, I'm gonna go spend 6 weeks in Europe on a trip, I mean that's a vacation.
Okay. So we gotta go
I think 3 months is where I'm gonna draw the line.
Oh, man, I would love a two-month vacation.
Where do you need a visa?
That's a sabbatical.
How long do you need a visa?
That's a sabbatical.
A sabbatical is...
Is a sabbatical a vacation?
A sabbatical
if you're
is
coming back.
Not a vacation. No, a sabbatical is...
Is a break.
Yeah.
That you're going to take
somewhere else.
Ooh,
that sounds like
else.
A vacation. Because I feel like a vacation is a break.
Not usually, because when I go on vacations, I come back more tired than when I left.
I mean,
well, you've got kids.
Yes.
A sabbatical is technically a period of paid leave granted.
It's like a vacation, like a paid vacation.
Sounds pretty similar. Now, can you, if you are unpaid, right?
Like you're, yeah.
Maybe you're just out of work.
Okay. Like Al.
Can you, yeah. Right. Can you take a vacation?
I got plenty of work.
Or are you always on vacation?
No money.
Ooh, are you always on, you're always on vacation from work.
Now,
if I go someplace for 3 months, do you guys think I'm on vacation or did you think I moved there?
I mean, if I know you're coming back, I guess I still would say you're on vacation.
But at at the 3 month mark, do you start going, is he coming back?
Yeah. 6 months?
So if it's long enough that people start asking the question, are they actually coming back? Maybe. Then you've moved into, you live there now.
I think a vacation is entirely dependent upon the purpose. That's it. It can be any length of time.
Do I get mail in this new place? Is that the line?
Oh, that's a great line to draw in the sand. You can't get mail on vacation.
If no. you do, you that means you need people to know.
You've changed address at that
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm thinking like, you know, if you go somewhere for a year, right? A year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's too long to be a vacation. Unless... The entire year is a leisurely trip. If I'm going for leisure and for entertainment, that is still a vacation at any length of time.
But if you go overseas for like school,
that's not a vacation.
No, that isn't.
I think it's
can I make this more complicated?
Oh, please.
Please do.
Josh from the website also asked, what's the difference between a vacation, a trip, and a journey?
Okay, let's get deep.
It's a combo.
Look, vacation to me is it's a round trip situation. You're coming back from where you left.
I feel like a trip is also included in a round trip because it's in the name.
Does sure,
but a journey feels like you're going from one part of the map to the other part of the map, and that's the end of it.
Yes, journeys are one
they're
not, way.
They're one way,
you're,
right?
You're going to be different like, at the end of a journey.
Yes.
That's the whole point of a journey.
You're going to Mordor.
Your character has been transformed.
Yeah.
You don't know if you're coming back.
You might come back, but when you come back, you're not going to be the same.
That's right.
Because you've been on
okay, that one's easy.
A journey.
Yeah.
Is a trip a vacation with multiple stops?
No, a trip is a vacation where there is no fun. A trip is yes. something where you had to go on. It's obligation. Yes. Mm. It's I went home for the family reunion. That's not a vacation.
The little Einsteins disagree.
There's a wedding.
With you,
there's
Jason.
A wedding someplace.
There's a wedding. I got a trip. Yeah. I got to take a trip.
Because the little Einsteins go on a trip in their favorite rocket ship,
heading to the stars.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I didn't think about the little.
But
Einsteins.
That's not a vacation. That's with a purpose.
Yeah, I mean. Man, I do feel like taking a rocket ship makes it a vacation because that'd be super
so
cool.
So is it? Yeah, if it's a trip, you have the reason is not just hanging out.
Yeah, there's a little bit more business. It's a business trip.
You can write it off right? for your taxes
if it's a business baby. Trip. Yeah, a trip is not fun. A vacation is fun.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this final question.
But what if you've been on vacation where it's not fun?
Nah, it's a trip.
Oh, when you come back, you're like,
yeah.
"Hey, did you just get
How
back
was your
from
vacation?"
Vacation?
I didn't get
it was
one.
A bad
I was
trip.
On, I was on a trip.
Yeah. Now I feel like you could go on a road trip with your family,
right?
And that would turn into a journey.
Yeah,
because you are not coming back the same person.
That's true. But what if you have fun? Then when you get back, was it a vacation?
And what if you went to see Journey perform?
Oh man, that is.
I should have been gone.
That's the circle of life, I believe, is what that's called.
This show's so stupid.
It is dumb. It's a dumb show. Mr. Oddshoe from the website, what is the ideal time for dinner? Oh, this is a very, very good question.
Yeah, and there's only one right answer.
Oh, please.
Because okay. It says
hold
ideal.
On, hold on.
It says ideal. What is the ideal
time? We're counting to three, and we're saying what time.
Oh, wait. Okay, hold on.
Do you have your time?
I have what I think the world thinks, and I have what
no,
I think.
No, you know, this is your answer. This
okay,
is Andy Holloway.
Yes, I have mine.
This is a 1, 2, 3, shoot answer, okay?
Okay, just the number, right?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 5. 6 p.m.
Yes,
I went 6.
6 p.m.
And I went 5.
Well, that's because you're
that's so early,
70 years old.
People are still at work.
I don't even get off work till 5.
9 to 5.
Let me ask you this. Real quick. Hold on.
5:30 was the real answer.
Let me ask you this, Andy. Have you ever gone at your ideal time to a restaurant and had any problem getting a seat?
No.
No, because nobody's eating dinner at 5 o'clock.
You want to know why I eat at 5?
Because you're old.
Because I don't want a problem getting a seat. And I got in that habit a long time ago. I was like, man, I go at 5. By the time I actually get my food, it's 5:36. I'm a genius.
I just love that, Alice.
I got to leave work early today. I want to have dinner.
No, we're going to need you to stay till 6.
I need to see my family.
5's a little, now that I say it out loud, 5 is not about right. It's 5:36.
I wanted to 5:30
say 6?
5:30 to 6.
Oh. I wanted to say 6:30. But
that's
then
too
I'm
late.
Too hungry.
That's too
but
late.
But see, I think when I was going to answer what the world thinks, I was going to say 7 o'clock.
What?
You want to know why?
Yeah.
There are
because that's when people eat at restaurants.
That's dinner time in my house.
That's dinner time in a lot. See, it's how you grew up. I grew up like, the friends go home, you better be ready to eat at 5 o'clock.
Sure. Okay.
And so then you just, that transcends your own life story. But the world, you go look at when people are booked for dinner at restaurants,
yes.
When they're on the road for dinner, it is always 7 o'clock.
I think 6:30 is the peak restaurant dinner time.
I think it's 6:25.
But Owl is right. Like, dinner time in the right household actually skews more towards 7. But that's because 5:30 rolls around and we're like, what's for dinner? I don't know. Someone should figure out what we need to do for dinner. And it takes till about 7 p.m., until someone makes a decision and either something has been made or food is being delivered.
At what part of the night does your DoorDash get canceled and you have to make new plans?
Not 9 p.m. is where, as soon as 9 p.m. rolls around, that is where you start. You know there's a chance that this is getting canceled because you might order, but then the kitchen's going to be closed once they get it. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm very experienced.
They should add a reinforcements checkbox to the DoorDash where it just auto orders you a second meal. From someplace.
Reinforcements.
Like a backup?
And you call it reinforcements.
I like it.
Yeah.
Now, what if you want both?
Well, you'll get both, hopefully.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What was that? Ideal time for dinner? I think we figured that one out.
6 o'clock.
We got time for another one or two?
We got nothing but time.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he's going to be here.
He doesn't have dinner
plans. 7 p.m.
I'm checking the cameras now for this. How about this? Tara from Patreon. What's the difference between a rumble, a fight, and a brawl?
A rumble, a fight, and a brawl. Well, brawl's easy.
It is?
Oh, yeah. Brawl's super easy. A brawl's not two people.
Brawl.
Yeah.
A brawl. Yes. A brawl is...
We're back to Kid Rock.
Yeah.
A brawl is a group of people getting in a brawl. You don't...
Yes.
You know, it can be one on many. You know, I got into a brawl, but I can't get into a brawl with just me and you, Andy. We can't get into a brawl.
We can't?
It has no
to
be, way.
So it's amount of people? See, to me, it was a mental picture of like... While we're fighting, some objects are flying away from the fight. From the fight. Like, it's a brawl. Do you know what I'm saying?
I understand that picture, but
the reason... Like a watch goes flying off or a shoe.
The reason for that picture is because
there's more than
one person, and that's going to cause a ruckus.
But there's... No,
oh, what's a ruckus?
Well, see here. Let's start easy. A fight is 1v1.
Mm-hmm,
That we can lay that out.
Okay.
Now, see, my problem with your definition of a brawl is because a rumble, to me...
Sounds the same.
Also... Yeah. Has more than one person on a side.
I don't know. Mr. Buffer asks always, are you ready to rumble? That's a one-on-one.
That's true, but I believe he has also asked that at the Royal Rumble.
Mm. Oh, now that's teams. So it can be...
No, that's not teams. It's 1v1, v1, v1, all the way up to whatever, 30, whatever. I think the difference between a brawl and a rumble is when you're in a rumble, you know whose side you're on. It's very clear, and you got one side over here, you got one side over there. When a brawl happens, it's so impromptu that
everyone's fighting everyone.
They're swinging. There's clear sides, but you, when you're in the heat of the battle, you don't actually know. You might be punching out somebody who's on your side.
Oh, you're swinging wildly?
Yeah.
Because well, I think part of that is because of all the stuff that's flying around.
Well, yeah. More tables get broken in a brawl than a rumble.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Brawls
it's
are...
It's a barroom brawl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't call it a bar rumble.
No, I don't think... If two tables get broken, it break. That's a brawl.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so...
Maybe a chair.
This one was easy.
A fight is one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
A rumble is more people, but you know who you're fighting and who's fighting you.
Yep.
And a brawl is anarchy. It's just complete... Everyone is fighting everyone.
And you don't even know what you're fighting about. You're
At
just,
this point...
You're just fighting.
You're just there to win.
Night Howler from the website. If brands were brutally honest, what brand would have what slogan?
Oh, man.
Taco Bell. Something to eat.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Prius. You're stupid by this.
Oh my God.
What?
That's
you're stupid
what?
By this.
I just hate Priuses
so much. He hates them so
much. I hate the Prius. I hate them. It's a dark place.
I don't understand why you hate the Prius so much.
Because I've seen them drive on the road, Mike.
Yeah, but like. It was a good car.
Oh, the car is fine.
It sparked a real revolution. It was the first car where it was like, we can get better gas mileage. We can do better.
Yeah, and we did. We did way better. There's so many better options.
I mean, look, they're hideous.
Yeah.
I will give you that. They were the cars that like, how can we make a car look real stupid, but it looks like it's from the future?
The stupid future. the payday loan companies would have a change in marketing.
Oh, gosh.
Goodness.
Like, it's not going to work out, or please, no, please don't.
Payday loans slogan should be, do you not have any money? We'd like more money from you. That's what it is.
Yeah. I mean, there should be certain industries that are just not allowed to exist.
Yes.
Jimmy John's.
Oh, no.
Are
you just trying to wipe our sponsors off the map?
We make this from the toilet.
Oh, my gosh.
That's their slogan.
Wow.
My wife and I debate Jimmy John's all the time because she likes them.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
It's funny, too, because...
There's good subs out there.
There's great... I said, did you say Jersey Mike's wrong? Or,
yeah.
And she's like, no. And I'm like, the bread's terrible. She's like, I like the bread. I was like, the bread's so hard. And she's like, I did worry about breaking a tooth. She said that.
She worried about breaking her tooth
on the bread?
Yeah, because Jimmy John's.
On a sandwich?
On a sandwich.
On a Sammy.
How do you break a tooth on a sandwich?
You order Jimmy John's.
Man.
I was trying to figure out, like, Apple. It's like,
oh.
You pay for the logo?
Yes.
I mean, that's Nike, too,
Apple's
right?
Apple's slogan has changed in the last decade. I think it's got to be something along the lines of,
the only thing we innovate are our prices?
That's a good one. I was thinking more along the lines
you're
of
you're
going
to buy it anyways.
Yeah.
That would work, but this is brand new. You've never seen it before.
This is way too long for
it's a lie. Mm. They always say they're the first with everything.
Oh, yes.
But they haven't invented something in forever.
Yeah.
This is our first.
Yes. That
maybe
is
we're not hearing
Apple.
Them right.
This is our first.
Just buy it. All right, let's draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we are going to...
This show is brought to you by Jimmy John's.
We do talk a lot about the toilet on this show.
Something to eat. Al contributed Benadryl. You can't have allergies if you are unconscious. Yeah, I mean that.
Oh man!
That's pretty good. Benadryl puts you to sleep.
Yeah, that's true.
It's fair. That's the NyQuil slogan. You can't be sick.
Yeah,
if you don't remember where you're at. We are drafting 90s movies, but we're doing it film festival style, where each of us have to pick a comedy, a drama, an action movie, and a horror/thriller. So. Mm-hmm. We pick one from each category, so there's a little gamesmanship in terms of taking the best from a category you think is deep or not deep, and I get to pick first, and then I have to wait a while, so I am going to go with my favorite movie, which is Braveheart. I'm going to take, and it's in the drama category.
Yes, and I am so glad I didn't have to make the decision to destroy Jason.
Yeah, I'm just going to take it.
This is really, really upsetting. I assumed when making this list that Mike was first, that he had the scat today. That was my assumption. And so I knew I was going to get Braveheart because I didn't think you'd take that number one. I knew Andy
I would.
Not. You wouldn't. And there's no way I would let that pass me. Man, that...
There are a lot of good 90s dramas. I would say that that's the deepest category.
That is my least deep category on my personal bucket list here. So I really want a Braveheart.
I'm really disappointed I don't get to pick some others from that category.
By
it
all
might
means,
be a mistake.
By all means, retract your pick and move somewhere else.
No, I'm going to take it. I'm going right. to take Braveheart. I know you and I, it's been our favorite movie for a long time.
So what I attempted to do here when I was compiling my list is movies where like when I... Like, it had a... It wasn't just like, oh, that was the greatest movie. Like, it had an actual impact on, you know, shaping the way I see entertainment, shaping just what I think is funny. So I'd really try to dive deep, so I don't even know if these... If all of these movies will completely resonate with people at that level. We know when you're picking favorite movies, everyone out there is shouting at how stupid we are. But I will start it off with... It's one of the best movies of all time.
What genre?
It is an action movie. It changed action movies. It changed my perception of reality. And I knew nothing about it as I was going into the theater, and I left, and my mind was shattered into 1,000 pieces.
I know where you're going. It's my number two on this
and
list.
And it still holds up. The sequels, The new one, hopeful.
Hopeful.
But the original, The Matrix... was a movie event that it's hard to explain just how much it impacted things if you weren't in the world.
You went into it not knowing anything about it?
Yeah.
I did too.
I knew, even seeing the scene, the bullet scene?
I knew that Keanu was in some kind of science fiction action movie.
That's really cool.
That's basically what I went into it with as well, and I had never to my life at that point experienced what I experienced in that theater.
Yes.
Which was, I remember at one point when the character finished this fight scene, the whole theater erupted. Not like kind applause. They were screaming and shouting in the theater. It was really unbelievable.
And,
great pick.
And like, and I was...
Yeah, it's a great pick.
I think I had just... I don't know what year it came out, but I mean, it's like, I'm just old enough to see R movies or just under and got into the R. I don't know. I don't remember. But it was very... Like, I wasn't old. Yep. And so I'm sure these stories already existed, but this was my first real rodeo with like, is stuff really real? Mm. And you're like, wait a minute.
There is no spoon.
I've just assumed it was real. What if you are correct and it is not real?
Also, I challenge...
That's how I fell with Land Before Time.
If you enjoy this show, I challenge you. You must watch every movie that we draft today.
Today?
No. You can't watch it
even if
today,
you're young.
Yeah, absolutely, if you're young. Speaking
these
of that,
two have held up so far.
Man. All right. I know that it's not necessarily...
A movie.
I know it's not necessarily the best strategy to go with a category that one of you two have picked, but we're already talking about these action movies. We're talking about how, you know, these things change. And this to me was just in the category. It was the one that stands out as the 90s action movie. There's a billion of them. But this is the number one action movie from the 90s. And it was the first R-rated movie I ever saw, Terminator 2. Yeah. Judgment Day.
That was number two on my
unbelievable
list. Unbelievable. Did you see it in the theater?
I did. I saw it late in the theater. It was in the theater forever, for years.
What was the first rated R movie you ever saw, Andy?
First rated R movie I ever saw. I don't know.
Like mine was a big event. My grandpa brought me to Cliffhanger.
I'll try to think about it. I do not remember.
And I was like 14. And my parents approved it somehow, and it was so that was a big moment. Like, I'm clearly almost 40, and I still remember that.
All right,
negatively affected you ever since.
Yes.
For my next pick,
look at your tattoos.
I try and climb every
tattoos
mountain I see.
Are all
it's unrealistic.
To blame.
For my next pick, I'm gonna go with comedy. There's a 1A and a 1B, so it's kind of a little bit difficult for me to take this as the first pick. They're both just so unbelievable. They're two of my all-time favorite movies, but I will choose Dumb and Dumber as my 90s comedy film festival
I like it.
Movie.
I like it. It's very funny. It's not on my list.
Ridiculous. Bad list.
Mike, is back to you.
All right.
You cannot select another action movie.
I don't need to. Okay. I got the one I wanted to. And then, so in the, I will go to the thriller slash horror section. It's the definition of a thriller is tough. We were talking about this before the show, and it's like a thriller to me is, it's intense. It's very suspenseful, but it's not necessarily jump scares. It's not,
correct.
It's not necessarily someone, a psycho killer's after you, but you still have those feelings like a horror movie. And this, again, this movie is now kind of turned, unfortunately, it's got so popular and it was so impactful that it's more of a,
oh, please,
a more
be,
of a,
what? I'm just hoping you take what I hope you take.
Oh, it's more of a, like a joke now, but if you didn't know anything about the movie, this to me was the first movie where it was like you learned the importance of spoilers, and you cannot get spoiled before you go to see movies, and the internet's starting to explode, so you could avoid spoilers back then.
I see what you see.
But I will take the sixth sense.
You see dead people.
Yes. And it's...
Spoiler!
It's hard to truly explain the impact that that movie had if you weren't around before.
Was that rated R?
No, it was a PG-13.
I remember seeing, there's a few movies that I can remember being in the theater for, and that's one of them. Like, I can remember being in there for Sixth Sense.
And the end of it shows up, and you go, what?
Your mind is blown.
What?
Okay. All right. So you took your thriller slash horror category.
It was on my list.
Yeah, it was probably going to be my pick for that category. So that was fabulous.
Thank you.
All right. I got two picks. Now, it would be dumb of me to pick an action movie because you have both selected an action movie.
But it'd be really fun.
So I will go. Where do I want to go here? The hardest one for me was picking the horror thriller genre.
Oh, I got some more if you want.
And so let me make sure this movie was the 90s.
This came out last week.
Let me make sure. 91.
Qualifies.
All right. I'll go the 90- Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll go Silence of the Lambs for my horror thriller. It's older, obviously, in this genre.
When did you see it?
Later.
Okay.
Yeah, later on. But it fits the 90s horror thriller and just...
I'm glad you saw it later on and not like
not
when, you
when
were
I was seven. Yeah. Yeah, that's the weird... The weird thing is we were I was born in 84. So like most of the ones in the... Like the other one I had on my list, I mean, maybe you take it, maybe you don't. Two of them have been picked.
Well, don't, but, hold on. Don't.
Okay. All right.
Start.
We
start.
Give the end of our list at the end of the show.
The other one is certainly one I wouldn't have seen at that time either. Okay. So,
I'm just curious, like when about in the 90s you saw it?
I probably didn't see it in the 90s.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, maybe late 90s.
Gotcha.
Early aughts.
No, no problems there. Just
and then comedy. There's so many 90s comedy movies, but I'm just gonna go with my heart.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go with the movie like. Again, there are others that will get mentioned probably, but I'm going to go with the one that I probably saw more than anything else, which was Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought Tommy Boy with Chris Farley and David Spade was like the funniest movie on earth for many years.
Tommy Boy. Did you see it in the theaters?
No.
Yeah, I never did.
VHS, my friend.
The first time I saw Tommy Boy was on a family vacation, and you could rent movies on the TV in your room.
Yeah.
And this was like super
novel.
That's
the first time you saw it?
That was the first time I saw it. I mean, movies cost like $45 to rent on this stupid system, but the parents allowed it because it was vacation and it was...
So you all watch it together?
Yeah. And so it was like, that was a transformative comedy.
Yeah, Tommy Boy. Bo Derek, right?
So good. That was my only non-Jim...
walkie-talkie?
My non-Jim Carrey 90s comedy.
Yeah,
selection.
I mean, obviously there's a bunch of Jim Carrey movies. There's a bunch of other... comedies. So
all right, so Jason has his comedy, which means I will go with my drama, and I will end up getting my top pick, which, because Braveheart's on my list, it just wasn't my top one.
There's so many movies. This is
yes, it's very difficult to narrow it down to one, but when I eventually saw this is like, it came out, I wasn't old enough, came back to it as I'm starting to get my education on movies and, you know, the things that took place in the 90s, but it really changed how I thought a story could be told, where there's just multiple interweaving, all really important storylines going on that connect at different time points, and the dialogue was something I had never experienced at that point. I will take because there's a couple of them. But I'm going to take Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
Not everyone. Tarantino was not for everybody. But that indoctrinated me.
I'm guessing.
And
you,
I am.
Did you watch that in the 90s?
I watched in the late 90s.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. That's another one that wouldn't have been an early age movie.
But I do remember, like, it became popular right around the time my older sister was in high school. And so it was like, I kind of got a little bit of the gleaming of this changing how young people were seeing movies and everything. And I got to see it later. I was like, oh yeah, I get it. I'm in on that.
Yeah, I didn't mind Pulp Fiction. I thought it was a little overrated, but
Are you a Tarantino guy?
I have since come to love Tarantino. I haven't seen it since many, many, many moons, but I didn't like Tarantino
at the time.
Gotcha. So, all right. So here I am. I've got two categories left. I've got my drama, which is just heartbreaking to not have Braveheart, but I'm going to go with Forrest Gump.
Okay.
Because
it was such a good movie.
Just one of the best movies of all time. Great story, great drama.
I think it's fine.
Is that a good term for it?
It's not a movie you would normally think of as it, but just how it was a time span.
Decades. I love that one. And then my thriller, I'm really happy to get this one. My thriller/horror. Because I'm not a huge, I do like thriller movies, but I have a hard time really classifying them as a thriller. You both have yours, right?
Yes.
So, like, Jurassic Park is great. I just have a hard time calling that a thriller. I get it. It's a thrilling movie.
It's not a thriller.
It's a thriller. What do you call it then?
An action movie.
That's what I said too.
See, I don't think it's an
action. Oh, you guys were discussing this?
Jurassic Park's not a thriller.
But to be so
I guess
I,
you
yeah.
Not See, like, a classic.
But it's almost a horror movie where, like, the whole entire movie is setting up the bad guy, which is a big bad monster, and then the monster chases them all over the park.
Sort of.
Yeah, sort of. So I can see the argument, but my point is I didn't want to go that way.
Okay.
And I don't really watch a ton of horror movies because I'm a big fraidy cat.
Mm-hmm.
But in the 90s, there was one of the best horror movies of all time that was truly up my alley. I would watch it and love it now because it's hysterical, it's funny.
Is it ironically funny or made to be funny?
No, it's not made to be funny. It's just a really fun to watch movie that is really, really scary, very clever, has a twist, and created a franchise. I'm taking Scream.
Scream had a real cult following to those movies.
Yeah, I loved Scream. I thought that those were great for someone who didn't really usually care for that genre.
For what it's worth, I asked Google what type of movie Jurassic Park is. Wikipedia says it's a sci-fi action film. That's what it says.
Sci-fi?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, because they're...
So it's a science fiction action movie.
Okay.
Did you know that the science in Jurassic Park is not real?
And the dinosaurs aren't.
You know
actually,
what's funny is...
That's the fiction part.
I have a really hard time seeing science fiction
not
ever
being an
that's
alien.
That's not in space.
Yeah.
Science fiction means I'm with the stars, baby.
All right.
Was that my final, or do I have another category?
You're done, man. You don't get any more.
All right.
Mike, you have one pick left. You already have your action, your thriller, your comedy. You need a drama.
And here is where
you have your drama. You need a comedy.
I'm going comedy. Here's where I will complete it with a movie that unfortunately has time has diminished the impact that it had when it originally came out, because they whipped out a couple sequels for it, which were still funny, but they lessened the impact of the original movie. And this was the comedy I saw in the theaters more than any other movie. And it was the original Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery with Mike Myers. When this thing came out,
mid-90s?
Something like that.
I'm trying to remember.
But when this thing came out, it was so fresh and so original. And, like, a character that I had never experienced, and I just laughed my butt off for the entire length of the movie, and it just got funnier every single time I saw it. And I'm not joking. I saw this thing probably 8 to 10 times in the theater, where once it got to the dollar theater, it was, well, what are we doing today? Let's just go see Austin Powers again.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I do think that's incredibly underrated because of what time did to it.
Yeah,
time
ruined itself.
Yes, it ruined itself. It made the character just not funny anymore. But
yes,
when it came out, was unbelievable.
All right, so my final pick has to be my action movie, because you guys already have yours. And there's two that I love, and I feel bad not picking both.
Mm.
But I can't pick both.
Yes,
so
yeah, it's not the game.
I will actually go with Speed.
Okay.
I will go with Speed with Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
Yeah. And
it's great.
It's
won't argue.
Top to bottom, that movie has more depth than you remember too. If your head is just like, oh, it's just a bus. It's just a bus. No, it's got character development and a good villain. I mean, Hopper. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Dennis Hopper. And so I think Speed is going to take the cake for me. In close contention, since we're done with the draft.
Yes.
The two other action movies that I brought up that I really liked were Fifth Element.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that's more of an indie kind of action.
Sci-fi.
Yeah.
And then, actually, The Fugitive's a great movie. I don't know if you ever saw The Fugitive.
It's a good movie.
The Fugitive's a really, really good movie.
I don't care.
Yeah. Is that action? I feel like that's drama. But
it's an action movie.
My action movies were...
I would call that a drama.
My action movies were Independence Day, The Rock, and Face Off.
The Rock.
Yeah, I got to get some Nick Cage movies in there.
I mean, those are just so bad.
Action thriller film, according to Wikipedia, for The Fugitive.
Yeah, thriller. Yeah,
action thriller.
I'd include that.
All right, what dramas were left off?
Oh, Shawshank. I mean, Shawshank was going to be...
It's on my list.
If I didn't take...
Tombstone.
Braveheart. Okay.
For drama?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you call Tombstone?
Tombstone's...
Oh, I mean, it's a Western, kind of,
yeah,
but
I mean,
that wasn't a category.
Yeah, I guess I would have considered it like Western action, but that fits. No.
For drama, I had Green Mile.
Jerry Maguire.
I love Jerry Maguire.
Yeah,
Chandler's List.
It's fine. Yeah,
that's drama.
That's a tough one.
Titanic.
A classic.
Do you like Titanic?
No, I just is on my list in case I needed votes. No.
Fortnite.
Genuinely, one of the very best. Few Good Men.
Okay.
Few Good Men's one of the best dramas of the night.
Tremendous. And what else did you guys have for your thriller horror? I'm interested.
Seven. That's what I was going to mention.
Seven was
on my list too.
On that was my list. My list was Scream, Sixth Sense, and Seven.
Yeah,
and then comedies: Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, and Office Space.
Ace Ventura,
Men in Black,
be drafted. Ace Ventura 1.
It's
Ace Ventura 2,
all the Jim Carrey movies.
Liar, liar.
Is
Cable
Brooks,
Guy.
Is Brooks in here?
Goodness gracious!
Yes, sir.
Brooks or Al? Any omissions?
I got nothing.
Al doesn't watch movies.
If
so
Brooks has nothing, you know I got nothing.
All right.
What did we learn today?
What did we learn today?
Oh, man, so many things, but in particular...
I learned to Mike's... go ahead.
I learned... I thought I was going to steal yours because you started talking about Mike. I learned that Mike has had a dysfunctional garage door button for years that he has not just replaced.
I was going to say, I learned that Cliffhanger was really the unraveling of his moral compass.
Mm.
Yeah, and I learned that...
Don't let go.
I learned that they're called roller coaster parks.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, it's fun to go to the old roller coaster park. Bring your friends down there.
Better than the DMV.
That's fair. You don't have to pay to get into the DVD.
The DVD?
You'll never get in.
You have to pay to get out.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.